87. This place. Good night, dear Uathiru. Good night, sweet sibling. Good night, Radiance. From drawer 2929, Ruby. The Oathgate's control building shook like it had been hit by a boulder. Adolin stumbled, then fell to his knees. The shaking was followed by a distinct ripping sound and a blinding flash of light. His stomach lurched. He fell through the air. Shallan screamed somewhere nearby. Adolin struck a hard surface, and the impact was so jarring that he rolled to the side. That caused him to tumble off the edge of a white stone platform. He fell into something that gave way beneath him. Water? No, it didn't feel right. He twisted in it, not a liquid, but beads. Thousands upon thousands of glass beads, each smaller than a stormlight sphere. Adolin thrashed, panicked as he sank. He was dying. He was going to die and suffocate in this sea of endless beads. Someone caught his hand. Azure pulled him up and helped him back onto the platform, beads rolling from his clothing. He coughed, feeling that he had been drowning, though he'd gotten only a few beads in his mouth. Stormfather, he groaned, looking around. The sky overhead was wrong. Pitch black, it was streaked with strange clouds that seemed to stretch forever into the distance, like roads in the sky. They led toward a small, distant sun. The ocean of beads extended in every direction, and tiny lights hovered above them, thousands upon thousands, like candle flames. Shallan stepped over, kneeling beside him. Nearby, Kaladin was standing up, shaking himself. This circular stone platform was like an island in the ocean of beads, roughly where the control building had been. Hovering in the air were two enormous spren. They looked like stretched-out versions of people, and stood some 30 feet tall like sentinels. One was pitch black in coloring, the other red. He thought them statues at first, but their clothing rippled in the air, and they shifted, one turning eyes down to look at him. "Oh, this is bad," someone said nearby. "So very, very bad." Adolin looked and found the speaker to be a creature in a stiff black costume with a robe that seemed somehow to be made of stone. In place of its head was a shifting, changing ball of lines, angles, and impossible dimensions. Adolin jumped to his feet, scrambling back. He almost collided with a young woman with blue-white skin, pale as snow, wearing a filmy dress that rippled in the wind. Another spren stood beside her, with ashen brown features that seemed to be made of tight cords, the thickness of hair. She wore ragged clothing, and her eyes had been scratched out, like a canvas that someone had taken a knife to. Adolin looked around, counting them. Nobody else was here on the landing. Those two enormous spren in the sky and the three smaller ones on the platform. Adolin, Shallan, Kaladin, and Azure. It seemed the Oathgate had only taken those who had been inside the control building. But where had it taken them? Azure looked up at the sky. "Damnation," she said softly. "I hate this place." The end of part 3.